You are listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, episode number 6, How to Stop Binge Eating and One Powerful Tool to Help You on Your Path to Health and Wellness. I'm Sean Sally. Welcome to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. It is our happiness that wakes us up, heal what we feel, enliven what's been dormant, and lead us to ultimate health and wellness. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Sally, and today, let's just dive right into it. So, I'm just going to come out and tell you guys, here's the thing, right? So, distraction is the worst thing you can do if you have issues with binge eating. Okay, now let that sink in for a minute. Now, I know there are a lot of teachers out there, especially the new age spiritual teachers that will promote distracting yourself when you are not feeling well, meaning when you are encountering negative emotions. And so they will say, yeah, you know what? Yes, bury your head in the sand and do not feel those negative emotions. Distract yourself so that you don't feel those negative emotions, and they will go away. I'm going to break the news to you right now. So, a part of the reason why, if you are a binge eater, why you may be continuing this habit, even though you know that this is a detrimental habit to your health, not only your physical health, but also your emotional health. Because what happens after you binge eat? The shame and guilt that you have to live with probably is, if not more, heavy than the original emotion that you were trying to cover up in the first place. So this is why distraction is absolutely the worst thing you can do as a binge eater. What actually will bring about healing is for you to fully understand why it is you are feeling what you are feeling. And I'm talking about the negative, dark emotions that you are desperately trying to run away from. Because here's the thing, binge eating is not an eating disorder. Binge eating is a coping mechanism. It is trying to help you cope. It is trying to help you feel better. It is trying to help you not face the negative emotions that are actually there because they're talking to you. Because there's something that you need to face so that you can actually incorporate and make it an integral part of who you are. So here's the misunderstanding about negative emotions. You know, I think we try our best, we try our damnedest to push away all the negative emotions. I mean, just look around. Look at all the commercials that are out there. It's like, yes, just be happy. Look at me. I'm so gorgeous and I'm so happy. Just be happy. And if you see all of those pharmaceutical drug commercials, it's like, okay, you're feeling sad because maybe a loved one died. Worry not. Take a pill and just numb yourself out. You're depressed. Worry not, just numb yourself out and feel nothing, and you will not feel depressed. Now, what is going to happen when you take those drugs? Not only are you going to get side effects, but, you know, here is something that we actually don't really understand, and yet we're continuing to do this to ourselves. So when we are taking these medications, we actually don't know the long-term ramifications of what these drugs will do to our physical body, our physical brain. And yet, you know, they're prescribed like candy. And we don't even think twice. We just pop them like candy. You know, like sweet tarts, nerds. You know, like it's Halloween, right? And I suppose, you know, some people will feel better because they're not feeling any pain. But you know what? When you dull the pain, you're also dulling an equal amount of joy. And that is a dangerous place to be. Because you know what that is? That space between no pain and no joy is called apathy. And some people will practice this apathy, not only by taking drugs, but they will train themselves out of not feeling, right? By coping mechanisms like binge eating, right? And so for anyone who is telling someone with an eating disorder, especially like binge eating, to say, hey, you know what, feel better and just distract yourself. You know, don't think about the negative emotions and just essentially check out and bury your head in the sand is such a dangerous, dangerous recommendation, because that's only going to prolong the road to healing, right? That's only going to make that journey that much wider and that much longer. So why is it that we have all these various coping mechanisms, including binge eating? You see, here's the thing. Because we don't want to feel whatever it is that we don't want to feel, we will do anything we can to distract ourselves. And the quickest way, actually, to dispel this way of distracting yourself is to walk right into the discomfort. It is actually owning the part of you that you are desperately trying to reject and disown. So let me give you a scenario. Let me try to explain to you what I mean by this, okay? So there's a part of you that was hurt. There's a part of you that may be in pain. And that's the part that needs numbing. That's the part that says, you know what? I don't want to feel this pain. I don't want any of this. So therefore, give me that gallon of ice cream. You know, let me numb out. Let me check out. And I don't want to feel any pain. I just want temporary relief that makes me feel better, right? So start examining that part of you that wants to do that. What makes that part of you want to numb out and check out in the first place? Do you know? Because some people have deviated so much from their emotions that they don't even know what they're running away from. Some people are so deviated from their emotions that they don't even know what they're feeling. They don't even know that underneath this apathy is a layer of rage so strong that they are terrified of bringing that to the surface. And so, you know, coping mechanism after coping mechanism is how they handle the day-to-day pushing down of the emotions, right? So I'm going to give you one quick tip on how to turn all of this around, okay? And hopefully with this one powerful tip, if you are suffering from binge eating, you know, next time when you get the urge, practice this tool and see how far this will take you actually on the path of health and wellness and true healing. Okay, so here it goes. So when you are feeling this intense urge to want to binge eat, meaning this intense urge to run away from what it is that you're feeling, ask yourself what it is that I'm actually wanting to feel. Now, like I said, if you've numbed yourself enough, you're not going to know the answer, because what you're going to want to do is process through your mind. And your mind's going to, well, the mind is very clever in that sense sometimes. It will tell you everything you want to hear, so that you're going to believe that by binge eating, you're going to start to feel better. So instead of asking your mind, get really still within your body and ask your body what it is, the level of discomfort, and where this discomfort actually lies in your body. Now, when you do this process, you can get really honest with yourself, and you may feel it in your heart. You may feel tension and constriction in your chest area. You may feel heavy on your shoulders. You know, it could be some kind of a numbing, tingling sensation. But following this process of going with your feelings in your body will give you a feeling signal. It's almost like a feeling signature, right? So it's not something that your brain is necessarily going to identify. And it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if you label it, you don't label it, you understand where it comes from, or you don't. That's really not so crucial in this part of the exercise. But what you want to do is feel into it and ask your body what it is that it's feeling. And whatever arises, do not judge and label as good or bad, but simply absolutely 100% validate the feeling that comes up. And the feeling that comes up could be a tremendous level of shame and guilt or sense of unworthiness. But what you want to do is to actually completely validate this feeling. So if it is shame, you sit with that shame and validate it and understand that it's there and say to it, I am validating this feeling and I am not running away and rejecting this feeling. Because most likely what had happened was when you first encounter this feeling, when this feeling first took place in your body, in your psyche, in your emotional body, there's probably a good chance that somebody actually denied this part of you. And therefore, you denied this part of you that feels shame, because it's specifically this part of you that brought you shame in the first place. Okay, so I'm going to put this into context so you understand what I'm saying. Let's say that you were a little girl and you were at your little brother's birthday party, and you know, you, instead of saying happy birthday to you, you saying happy unbirthday or unhappy birthday to you. Okay, unhappy birthday to you. Now, when your parents heard this, you know, they were extremely mad at you and shamed you for being jealous, for wanting the attention on you and not your brother, even though it was your brother's birthday. And to wish him an unhappy birthday is almost like a curse. So essentially, you were cursing your little brother. And the shame and the guilt that your parents made you feel created a fragmentation within you. And the part of you that was so ashamed was the part of you that you disowned. And so every time there's a trigger that actually brings up that part of you that feels shamed, that is the part of you that you have disowned. And therefore, if you at that particular moment disown it again by numbing and by distracting yourself to actually not claim that part of you back, that's going to create a loop within your emotional body, meaning that part of you that actually needs healing will never get healed by virtue of distraction. Right? Because think about it. Okay, so if this little girl is really in so much pain because her parents shamed her and said, how dare you just cursed your brother of an unhappy birthday. Okay, what happens if you get into an accident and actually something horrible happens to him? Now, you as this little girl, you're going to feel so isolated and shamed, and you're going to cry, and you're going to feel like you are not just that you did something bad, but that you are bad. Right? Because that's the difference between guilt and shame. Guilt is you did something bad. Shame is you are bad. And so because you feel bad, because you're a bad person, now you're neglected. Nobody loves you. You are unworthy of love and belonging. And so as this little girl, what would you actually want in this moment? At this precise moment, what this little girl actually needs is understanding and compassion. So when you see it from this context, it's so easy for us to see, yeah, of course, she didn't really mean what she said. And if she did, she's a little girl who wants attention, and that was the only way she knew how to get attention. And instead of shaming a little girl for wanting attention, we can objectively say, hey, we understand why you did what you did. But here's another way for you to express yourself so that you can actually get your needs met. And by comforting the little girl and understanding where she's coming from, the little girl can learn from that experience instead of holding on to the guilt and shame and feeling like she is forever a bad person and having that part of herself live within her. As an adult. So, next time when you feel the urge to desperately want to binge eat, please, please, please do not distract yourself. And if any teacher is promoting distraction, just remember that that is a coping mechanism. And that's a great coping mechanism if you're actually at a concentration camp and you know that death is imminent. Okay, that actually is a great coping mechanism so that you don't have to live with this impending doom. Okay, but that is not an actual healing modality for you to reclaim a part of a soul, a part of your soul that has been lost, a part of your soul that has been fragmented, right? So in shamanism, this is called retrieving of the soul. You got to reclaim the part of you that you have desperately disowned because someone else disapproved of it. Most likely the people that loved you the most, right? So, if the people that loved you the most disowned a part of you, then clearly you are undeserving of love. And clearly that is the part of you that you also have to turn yourself against. And that, my friends, is the ultimate definition of shame, right? Shame is disowning the part of you that was shamed. Disowning the part of you, rejecting the part of you, shaming the part of you that was shamed by a circumstance or an event or a person. So see this as a powerful tool, you guys, because it truly will be absolutely transformative if you can hold on to this practice and understand it's like walking into the eye of the storm. Now, I know this is not going to be easy, but looking to love and light and saying, oh gosh, I'm feeling like clearly there's a 5-ton gorilla on my shoulders, but I'm so love and light because I'm so spiritual and, I can distract myself so easily. And so therefore, because I'm positively focusing, I don't feel any pain is actually not the entire truth. And law of attraction is real. And if you are looking at the law of attraction as a powerful agent for creating your reality, you will understand why your life is actually not moving forward. It's because law of attraction is actually working exactly as it should. is not moving forward in the ways that you need to move forward or that you want to move forward. Meaning, if you are struggling with binge eating and if you're distracting yourself, well, you know, why is it that I'm still continuing to binge eat? Well, that is because the law of attraction also is working for you in that shadow aspect of the part of you that you consciously and therefore with the given amount of time subconsciously disowned. Law of attraction is going to activate that part of you that you're desperately saying, no, I don't exist. No, I am not ashamed. You see the irony? So feel into it. Deeply feel into it. And by deeply feeling into it and reclaiming that part of you and understanding that part of you has every reason to feel shamed, because that is what happens when somebody shames you. When someone shames you, yes, it is a natural instinct to feel shamed. How else would you feel if somebody said you were bad, said you did bad? It is a natural instinct to feel bad about yourself. So don't beat yourself up for feeling bad about yourself, because the circumstances have created those feelings within you. You know, instead, we comfort the part of us that we've abandoned, that we've rejected, and we say, hey, I'm here for you now. Once you start practicing this, you will see just how much control you will have over your eating patterns. You will see just how much control you have over the way you see food. You will literally transform and transmute the part of you that you were actually ashamed of at one point in your life. And that, my friends, is called integration. And integration will bring true healing.
Thank you so much for listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. You can find me on Facebook at Shan Sally. That's Shansally. And you can also find me on Instagram at Shan Sally Health. That's Shansally Health. I would love to connect with you. Feel free to DM me on Facebook or Instagram, or leave me a message here on the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. Until next time.